It's time again for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Marilyn Manwaring shares stories with her daughter Pauline about life in Carbon County, Utah during the Depression. She begins with her parents, Stanley Judd and Elva Jane Bailey, meeting in a coal mining camp.
They met in a coal camp called National, Utah, which is in Carbon County, and it no longer exists. My dad was working in the coal mines. My mother was working at her aunt's boarding house, and my dad would come up there on occasion to have dinner. Not very often, because they were pretty dang poor, but once in a blue moon, he would do that. And he met my mom, and he just fell head over heels in love with her, and she was engaged to somebody else.
How did he win her over?
Well, he did dishes. Even when he didn't eat, he'd come up and help her do the dishes. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and he finally tried to, you know, propose, and she said, no, I have to do the honorable thing, because the fellow she was engaged to was on a mission for the LDS Church, and she was going to wait till he got home to kind of see how things were. So when he got home, Mom decided that she was head over heels in love with Daddy, and then they eloped. They had left National and went to see their parents that lived in Emory County. So they were in Carbon County and went to Emory County. And on the way home, Daddy just begged, let's get married, let's stop in Price and get married, let's stop. And Mom finally relented, and they just went to the courthouse and got married, but they never told anybody for about 3 weeks. So she lived in the boarding house and he lived in the tent, because he was living in the tent before they got brave enough to tell everybody that they were married.
So was there any, like, wedding picture of them?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Nothing?
No, this is 1932, probably.
32.
And, you know, depression times, cameras were rare. They were in a coal camp. It was pretty destitute.
Was your mom ever sad? Did she regret just getting married like that?
I don't think so. She knew Daddy was a good man, but her family was pretty poor and farmers. Mother was the oldest and expected to work and help support the others. And of course, Daddy was the oldest in his family, and he'd been working in the mines since he was 9 years old. Mother graduated from high school, but Daddy only went to the eighth grade because you had to pay $25 to go to the ninth grade. And they had 10 children, and they didn't have $25. So Daddy went into the mines full time at that point. So he was, what, 14 years old probably when he went full-time into the mines. And the money was expected to go back
to the family
to help raise the other kids, yeah.
What is your best memory of childhood?
My Grandpa Bailey, I remember him squatting down on what we called him on his haunches. He'd squat down with his knees up and his, you know, butt down.
Yeah.
And he would whittle. I remember him pulling money out of my ears. And then I remember he rolled his own cigarettes. And that was just fascinating to watch him do that. And he had his little sack of Bull Durham, and he had his little papers, and he'd roll that cigarette and lick that paper. But it would all be done with one hand and his teeth. When he would come over to visit, he would take us for a treat. And we'd go down to this store that was called Gene Selmy's. It was in Price. And I would get a can of shrimp, because I loved shrimp and he knew it, and so he would buy me a can of shrimp and I would eat the whole can.
Wow.
It was divine.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.